Act 7, campaign launched to save Bovey bells. Bell ringers in Bovey Tracy have launched a campaign to save the church bells by hosting an annual competition. The Bovey Tracy bell ringers have already raised £60,000 amongst themselves to repair their cracking bell tower at the Church of St. Peter, St. Paul and St. Thomas. But unless they can find another £65,000, the church will have to sell off the bells and replace them with electronic recorded ringing, ending more than a 500-year tradition of bells ringing from its tower. The Bovey Bell Ringers hosted the Old Morton Deanery competition, which was won by Widdicombe Ringers, led by tower captain Mike Pascoe. Despite coming only second, the Bovey Ringers were thrilled to have the support of 8 teams in the fundraising event to launch the Save Bovey Bells appeal. "It's not about the competition," explained Julie Stansfield, tower captain of North Bovey and Morton Hampstead, one of the teams that competed. "It's all about the taking part and meeting up with other ringers from around the area. It's great to raise money for a very worthy cause, which is to save the bells of Bovey Tracy." Local MP Sir Mel Stride visited the tower to support the launch and meet with its ringers and vicar of the church, the Reverend Graham Hamilton. Highlighting the importance of church bells, Sir Mel said, "They call people to prayer and worship, celebrate national and family events, such as coronations and weddings, but also toll at sadder moments in our lives, such as remembrance services and funerals. The sound of church bells provides comfort and joy to many, and a link to our past. So I welcome the Save Bovey Bells campaign in its efforts to ensure that the church bells of Bovey Tracy ring out for future generations." Anyone wanting to help Save Bovey Bell, go to www.gofundme.f/f/save-bovey-bells.
Councillors press developers to finish homes. Town councillors in Bovey Tracy have called on developers to complete the first phase of new homes at the Langston Cross site before starting work on more than 100 others. In particular, they want a delayed pedestrian and cycle link to Brimley Vale to be opened and for Devonshire Homes to deliver on its commitment to provide 10 allotments. They also have concern that the next part of the project off Monk's Way will be served by just one road, meaning traffic heading to a proposed employment area will have to pass by hundreds of homes and cross a footpath. At a meeting of the authority's Planning and Environment Committee, members heard from a resident who has been living on the estate for 4 years. He complained about the slow adoption of new roads and lack of promised traffic-free shortcut to Brimley Vale, concerned that this was preventing safe access to other parts of the town. He said, "The young people of Langston Cross want to use the facilities at the cricket club. To make them go round the long way, what are we waiting for, a serious accident or fatality?" He described the lack of allotments as far too little, far too late, and said that his attempts to strike up a dialogue with Devonshire Homes, they just don't respond, he said. He urged members of Teignbridge District Council for Devonshire Homes' fresh 107 homes application to be considered by councillors at committee rather than decided by an officer. Councillor Kelly echoed many concerns, describing the one road in, one road out proposal for phase two as dangerous. Councillor Simmons was disappointed at what she described as a very weak provision of sustainability features. Of the uncompleted work, she said, it throws doubt on the ability of the developer to complete this work. Members agreed not to offer any objection to phase two, but to resubmit previous observations about delivery of infrastructure and to request completion of phase one before further reconstruction is commenced.
Scout Hut could be replaced by new homes. A disused scout hut in a Teignbridge village could be replaced with homes as a proposal to develop the site is submitted to planners. Teign Property Holdings are seeking consent for the demolition of the existing disused scout hut at Radway Hill in Bishop Stainton and replace it with two semi-detached dwellings. The development represents a more efficient use of previously developed land within the settlement boundary of the village, while responding positively to the character and scale of the surrounding area. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision on August the 3rd. The design and access statement goes on to say, the proposed demolition of the existing scout hut and construction of two dwellings at Radway Hill represents a sustainable and appropriate form of development that fully accords with the adopted development plan. The principle of residential development, including the provision of two dwellings, has already been firmly established through previous planning permissions, and the current proposal seeks to deliver development consistent with that accepted by TDC. The scheme has been carefully designed to reflect the character of the surrounding area through its scale, ridge height, and use of materials that are commonly local, ensuring it integrates successfully into the existing streetscape. Safe and appropriate access arrangements can be achieved without harm to highway safety or neighbouring amenity. In the absence of any material planning harm and having regard to relevant local and national planning policies, the proposal is considered by us to be acceptable.
Plans to save historic landmark approved. A bid to save a vulnerable historic landmark in Star Cross has been given the green light. Teignbridge Council has approved a scheme to conserve the Grade 1 listed Brunel Tower, which has been on Historic England's at-risk register for 2 years. Designed by Isambard Kingdom Brunel in 1845 for the South Devon Atmospheric Railway, the Pumping House Tower is currently used as a clubhouse and boat store by its owners, Star Cross Fishing and Cruising Club. Supported by Historic England, the club plans to repair and restore the buildings that have been given listed building consent. Historic England has welcomed this approval. The tower was placed on the Heritage at Risk Register in 2024 due to its declining condition and water getting into the building. The application is for exterior repairs and reversing some inappropriate later works that have had a negative impact on this special building. Historic England has worked with the Star Cross Fishing and Cruising Club on their carefully designed proposals to improve the condition of Brunel's pumping house and restore its architectural character, and supports the approach the club is taking to repair this much-loved landmark. Completed in 1846, the pumping station, which is also known as the Brunel Building, was designed by engineer Brunel for the South Devon Railway, then under construction to link Exeter and Plymouth. It housed stationary steam engines and used to power trains by means of a vacuum pipe laid along the railway. The innovation used an ultimately unsuccessful technology known as atmospheric propulsion, adopted by some railway companies of the time. The atmospheric system proved problematic and was abandoned by SDR in 1848 in favour of conventional steam location haulage. Since then, the buildings have seen numerous changes of use and alterations.